Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in. Relationship and community, kind of the same thing. You can build relationships, and through building relationships, you get community out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Am I preaching to the choir? Or
you are preaching to the choir. I'm all about community.
La, 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 la.
I discovered community. True community when I was in college. So you'd think that'd be the opposite because you're just amongst a bunch of college kids. But in the church that I was going to, they did home church, like house churches. And in those house churches, you had every age group was invited to come to them. It wasn't just for the young adults, and it wasn't just for the middle-aged. It was for everyone to come. So it was fun, because what happened is the kids in the room, like young kids, like 5-6-year-olds, were participating by, I remember the one girl coming up and just always wanted to sing this one song. And so we would just stop and we would sing the song, which was incredible. And then it was like, yeah, we were just in it together. We ate together, of course, and the hosts were so kind that we all participated in prepping the meal, making tea, and you know, doing the things that just a host normally would if you're out with somebody at their house. We just all participated. And then in the conversation, it was the same way. We just participated all together. And it was pretty phenomenal to experience that. And I've craved to integrate that into wherever I go.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
That's really cool. I've just always been about people.
Yeah.
I just really...
You are a people
person.
For
the most part, and I am. For the most part, I like people. There's something about everybody that I really like. Mm-hmm. And we all bring something different to the table, and yet we're all the same. We all crave to be valued and to be loved. We all crave safety and security.
Yeah.
And we all crave... We just want to be liked and included in something.
It wasn't until after I left college and came out to Vegreville that I realized the type of community I had back in New Brunswick. And there's been several times where I've felt less anchored because of it, less established in my roots. There's actually this alt-rock song. I won't even... cool much of it because I can't remember what type of song it is at this moment. But in it is like, it says, I got no roots. I got no roots and my feet are never on the ground or something like that. And it just goes on and it's this aggressive song of, I don't know where I'm going because I got no roots. And I think it was after college, though, coming out here that I realized, wow, like my roots back home are incredible. When I go talk with my brother and my dad and they're like, I meet someone new every time, but they're not new, actually. They know exactly who I am because it's been the community that I was a part of growing up and that they know so well through generation after generation. So that I realized, wow, that's my family. And that's not the case across the board, not across the country. That's not everybody's experience. There's a family difference across the board that I was awoken to.
Wow. Yeah, I think with moving around so much. Now, people have moved around way more than I have, but I've moved around enough to know that the older I get, those lasting friendships from years ago, when we connect again, when they were real friendships, they're solid. Just like that guy that we just met like 23 years later. We hadn't seen each other for 23 years. And we just connected. Like it was like no time had passed. Mm-hmm. We just
That's so sweet.
We just dove right in. And it was. And those are the friendships that are so sweet, because you don't realize it at the time. And we had only known each other for about 2.5 years. And then we moved on. So it wasn't like we knew each other for a long, long time. Like, we didn't grow up together or anything, you know? And I just think those friendships are pretty sweet. And yeah. I think time is short, you know? We think 80 years is a long time. Yeah. And sometimes it is. Yeah. You know, in some aspects it is a long time. But in other, you know, it goes by so quick. I'm like, where did 2017 go? It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. When you were... What was it like growing up with you guys? Are you fairly anchored in that same similar community to what your parents raised you in? And is that typical of your generation, do you think?
I mean, I remember my parents were older. So, I mean, I remember they had stopped... having lots of people and dinner parties. They had stopped that. Mm-hmm. You know, the older I was getting, the older they were getting. And but I do remember sometimes, you know, they would have multi-generational dinners. And that was really, I mean, I loved it because there was just lots happening around and people were happy. They were just happy to be together,
yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, I look at people my age now, and they're looking for those friendships from the past that were really significant to them are still significant now.
Mm.
So they desire somehow to keep those memories alive in the present. And then I just come back to what my son said, you know, about the sky. You know, he's like... Yeah, my parents don't talk about you in the past. They talk about you in the present. You are a present friend. Mm-hmm. You're a friend now. And therefore, you are my friend, because this is a relationship that is current. And I think, growing up was a different time. I mean, that was a time when, you know, you let your kids go and play at the park 2 blocks away, and they came home at dusk or after dusk, and they left alone and they came home alone, you know. Yeah. I mean, times were so different, and it was the park where you got to meet your friends. Like, y'all met up at the park and you played tag and you played whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks
for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.